Ryland, former Democratic Party chairman Jerry Lundergan was found guilty this week of illegally funneling money to Allison Lundergan Grimes' 2014 Senate campaign. That's his daughter, and of course, she's the current Kentucky Secretary of State. So what happened here?
So basically, Jerry Lundergan was found guilty of illegally paying for campaign work on Grimes' campaign. Prosecutors showed that Lundergan would pay campaign consultant Dale Emmons about $20,000 a month for doing work for his daughter's U.S. Senate campaign against now Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Lundergan should have been reimbursed by his daughter's campaign, but he was not. And prosecutors showed that he made improper payments to her successful Secretary of State campaigns in 2011 and 2015. The sentencing phase will come next. Both Lundergan and Emmons, the consultant, could face 20 years in prison.
So what does it say, or does it say anything about Grimes' political future?
So throughout the proceedings, prosecutors didn't provide any evidence that Grimes knew about the contributions. But nonetheless, it's her father, it's not a good look, and it's damaging. Grimes is term limited from running for Secretary of State, and she hasn't announced any future runs for office. She's also been dealing with a kind of rolling scandal in which one of the staffers on the state's Board of Elections has accused her of improperly accessing the state's voter rolls. So we'll see. She's returning to the private sector now, but certainly these events have been a blow to her political rise when she used to be considered this rising star in the state Democratic Party.
The Courier-Journal reported this week that Governor Matt Bevin has been using a state-owned plane to attend undisclosed events around the country. What do we know about this?
So basically, the Courier's reporting shows that Bevin has been flying to all these places around the country, Atlanta, West Virginia, Chicago, Miami, on the Kentucky State Police-owned Beechcraft King Air plane. The governor's office and campaign wouldn't say what the trips were for, but at least one of the trips, the one to West Virginia, was to attend a fundraiser for President Trump. It's not illegal for the governor to use the plane for unofficial business, but usually the governor's campaign or a state party picks up the tab. There was an interesting development to this story yesterday. The Bowling Green Daily News ran into Bevin and asked him about the trips. Bevin responded, quote, "The real question is, why does it matter what the purpose is? Did taxpayers pay for it? If they did, then they should know the purpose. If they didn't pay for it, it's none of their business."
And we don't know yet. Ryland, we don't know yet if taxpayers foot the bill for that, right? Because
we don't know.
So we'll know when his campaign files campaign finance reports, what, next month, whether the state has been reimbursed for those flights?
Right. And that would be his campaign. It would come up as like a little line item in his campaign records, which actually come out at midnight tonight.
In another Bevin news, the governor doubled down on his anti-abortion stance this week, releasing a video demanding that his Democratic opponent, Andy Beshear, denounce Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, this was just a video out of nowhere. Bevin brings up this trial in San Francisco related to Planned Parenthood, accusing them of harvesting and trafficking in fetal body parts.
The question I have for Attorney General Beshear: do you stand with Planned Parenthood? Do you stand with the fact that they are trafficking in human body parts?
In response, Beshear's campaign said that Bevin was trafficking in dangerous fringe rhetoric and said that Beshear supports the Roe v. Wade court decision that banned states from making abortion restrictions before the point of fetal viability. Bevin has been really trying to make this election about abortion. There have been a bunch of instances like this where Bevin will just call a press conference to rail against Beshear on the abortion issue, but I think this is one of those wedge issues that could really work in Bevin's favor. Kentucky is very anti-abortion, and it's one of the reasons that the state has become increasingly Republican in recent years.
Thanks so much, Ryland. We've been speaking with Kentucky Public Radio Capitol reporter Ryland Barton with this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.